Fancy. All right, guys, we're going to do one more story, then we're going to take a short break. Coming up next to the stage, general great guy and creative person, Mr. Jeremy Conney. Woo! That's you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't have a story per se, but I have a pondering of an idea and that I thought of when I was looking at the topic of Across the Universe. I thought it was really interesting when considering the universe how humans usually go to a very specific idea or story or pathway through the universe. I think that humans are actually pretty poor at understanding large-scale ideas. That is, to understand the fullness of a large-scale idea. And I didn't really think of this as a inept ability until I was listening to a vlog of an episode of a blog by the Vlog Brothers on YouTube. Does anybody listen to Vlog Brothers? Yeah, great. They had an episode where one, Hank, talked about the idea of a million seconds. And I was like, okay, yeah, I know what a million is. It's a thousand thousands. It's a number. We all know numbers. And he was like, yeah, okay, so what is a million seconds? And I couldn't translate that into an amount. Actually, does anybody else here want to venture a guess on how long a million seconds is? Is it a week? Is it a month? Is it 2 months? What's that?
1 hour.
1 hour. It's a good estimate. But without using math or my phone, I had no idea, as Dwight also didn't.
That's 1 hour.
It's just short of 2 weeks ago. It's 12 days. And a billion seconds is 31 years ago. And a trillion seconds is 31,000 years ago. And if you would have said a million billion seconds, trillion seconds to me a minute ago, I would have been like, yeah, it's probably something much more reasonable sounding than that. But after hearing this, I've really thought about, I don't think that humans are really good at understanding large-scale concepts. I just don't think we're built for it. I think we're really built for imagining specifics and considering specifics. And if you were to pile a million bananas on each other, I don't know what that would look like. Like, if you put a million tangible things in a room, I don't know how much it would take up. I don't know how you would get from one to a million bananas. I just don't, you can't see, I can't really understand the in-between between A and B. And I think there's something to be said about that. That there's this, maybe this innate inability to really figure out the in-between parts between the start of a small concept and scaling it up to something so huge that it's not readily present in our day-to-day lives. And I think that you can even scale that down to something much more reasonable of a concept and say, well, we're not probably good at that as easily as doing something else. I think this happens a lot in making goals in our lives, just to bring it down to something that's more tangible than just a million somethings. I think we run into a lot of troubles in making really big goals because we don't know the difference between a million and a billion, just like we might not know the difference between a really big achievable goal and a really big unobtainable goal. I think we get confused. I think we see them both as just big things, big goals, and we run into maybe a little bit of unhappiness as a culture when we try and achieve something and only halfway through or part of the way through realize that, oh, we're in the middle of a big, unobtainable goal instead of just a really big goal that we can do with enough hard work. And for this podcast, I submit to you an example. I took the example of world hunger, solving world hunger, and I tried to come up with the in-between parts of it, the middle parts, go from A to B, where we are now to solving world hunger. And I literally took 30 minutes and sat down and tried to do this. So if everybody's fed in the world, There'd likely be an organization in charge of assessing needs, each individual area of people, getting food to them, who needs what, how to get it to them. Countries would need to be okay with their resources being shifted around to other people that are not them. By the way, this is a hypothetical situation, so these are just stating the needs, not the actual, not actually having it happen. So there would, you would also have to have enough food produced. Ideally, there would have to be some sort of shift in political governance, probably a worldwide body like the UN, but much better organized and capable. Mm. You would have to gain consensus within that organization. I would guess you would do that by one player starting with a big plan and then getting people to glom onto that plan and join them. Sounds like that, you could have that be the U.S. in this example. And you would have to have the political will to make that happen within the U.S. In order to do that, you would have to form probably some sort of political action committee or a nonprofit that would be able to get enough political will to affect politicians in office and shift the policy of U.S. within itself and then push it to the U.N. In order to get support in the U.S., you would have to get at least businesses on your side, raise money to influence politicians, and in order to do that, you have a strong enough case in order to convince businesses and politicians. And I don't know what that case would be, but you would have to research and come up with a strong enough argument in order to persuade a whole nation to move. Now, just spending 30 minutes in my own apartment on my couch, in my pajamas, doing this was really hard. Just coming up with a hypothetical situation. I stopped literally twice going, I don't know. I don't even know what could possibly do this. What could possibly solve world hunger? And that arguably was pretty stressful to come up with the middle steps for a really big problem. Now, I would wholly put this example as a big, unobtainable goal for myself. But I think this happens in a smaller scale for lots of people in our society right now, just on for other things, for smaller goals, that they don't necessarily take the time to spend and look at the in-between, the middle steps between A and B, and really assess whether or not something's an unobtainable big goal or a really big obtainable goal. So I submit to you also an example of a really big idea that I want to do, but I think is an obtainable goal for myself. I want to eventually make furniture. I'd like to make a table. Or a rocking chair. And, I don't know how to do any of that right now. I took wood shop in high school, but I don't have the skills, I don't have tools. But, I could see a rocking chair and go, okay, well, those are, pieces of wood that are shaped, so I'd need to get tools to shape them, buy the lumber to do it, then learn the carpentry skills of shaping and cutting those pieces. I'd also have to fasten them together, so it's either glue or some sort of fasteners. I'd also have to save the money to get all the lumber and tools or access to tools. And, those are the basic steps in between me not knowing how to build a rocking chair and building a rocking chair for myself. At no point in those goals do I see anything that's, seriously a hard thing. So it's probably not impossible for me to do. And it's an example, and those are two extreme examples. But I think everybody would benefit from spending time to think about the middle steps in whether or not a large goal is able to be obtained for themselves. And if we all do that together over the course of millions of years, well, then humans might evolve to be better at assessing goals at the right get-go in nature. Thank you, guys. Woo!